This is a review by George Lichtenberg, a German scientist and philosopher who saw David Garrick, the great 18th century actor, play Hamlet when he visited London in 1770 and 1774. I've chosen this extract because of the close description of Garrick and so that we can almost see him performing Hamlet as Lichtenberg describes it. Hamlet has folded his arms under his cloak and pulled his hat down over his eyes. It's a cold night and just 12 o'clock. The theatre is darkened and the whole audience of some thousands are as quiet and their faces as motionless as though they were painted on the walls of the theatre. Even from the farthest end of the playhouse, one could hear a pin drop. Suddenly, as Hamlet moves towards the back of the stage, slightly to the left, and turns his back on the audience, Horatio starts and saying, "Look, my lord, it comes," points to the right, where the ghost has already appeared and stands motionless before anyone is aware of him. At these words, Garrick turns sharply and at the same moment staggers back two or three paces with his knees giving way under him. His hat falls to the ground and both his arms, especially the left, are stretched out nearly to their full length, with the hands as high as his head, the right arm more bent and the hand lower, and the fingers apart, but no loss of dignity, supported by his friends, who are better acquainted with the apparition and fear lest he should collapse. His whole demeanour is so expressive of terror that it made my flesh creep even before he began to speak. The almost terror-struck silence of the audience which preceded this appearance and filled one with a sense of insecurity probably did much to enhance its effect. At last he speaks, not at the beginning, but at the end of a breath, with a trembling voice. "Angels and ministers of grace, defenders," words which supply anything this scene may lack and make it one of the greatest and most terrible which will ever be played on any stage. The ghost beckons to him. I wish you could see him, with his eyes fixed on the ghost, though he is speaking to his companions, freeing himself from their restraining hands as they warn him not to follow and hold him back. But at length, when they've tried his patience too far, he turns his face towards them, tears himself with great violence from their grasp, and draws his sword on them with a swiftness that makes one shudder by saying, "By heaven, I'll make a ghost of him that lets me." That's enough for them. Then he stands with his sword upon guard against the spectre, saying, "Go on, I'll follow thee." And the ghost goes off the stage. Hamlet still remains motionless, his sword held out so as to make him keep his distance, and at length, when the spectator can no longer see the ghost, he begins slowly to follow him, now standing still and then going on, with sword still upon guard, eyes fixed on the ghost, hair disordered and out of breath, until he too is lost to sight. You can well imagine what loud applause accompanies this exit. It begins as soon as the ghost goes off the stage and lasts until Hamlet also disappears.